I'm a stand-in.
Until the new
bus
arrives.
Welcome to the Bus Factor.
Where we just read out random quotes.
We look at quotes on the buses. The show where we look at quotes on the buses and we say them. That's us.
Oh,
that's
we've got our first red light running.
Oh, so we have. Look at that. What are the timing? Metlink.org.nz 0800 801 700.
What number is that guy? 29E, Island Bay.
29 Luzi, because it's Luzi to break the law, you loser. Ha. 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 You get it?
Does he have a bus number? He does. 3437.
And I haven't been looking. I'm a licorice all sorts until the line burst arrives.
What's this bus doing?
The one like right in front of us?
Yeah.
Looks like his door was open. He just closed them. He's letting people on and off. Generally what people do at bus stops. Let people on the bus.
Coast to coast and the coolest city. Oh, let us be your
snitching. We got a lawbreaker right there.
Oh, that's another one. This guy here.
Dude, wow, damn.
Your lime green ticket to a zesty region. Red.
Your red ticket to a red light. Damn. Yeah, we got to clearly work on our bus puns before.
Right, so that's two. Where the fuck's the bus number? Oh, we're allowed to swear.
They're real small. Yeah, we marked as
I like
explicit.
How he's beeping at the car. The car, like, can't move forward.
Yeah, but he's beeping to be like, oh, look, there's another car. Damn, these cars are just breaking the law.
So he was...
breaking the law all over the place.
2487.
It's almost 2489. Yes, the airport flyer.
What's this guy?
Moving sniffer.
Want to know if you have time to brush your teeth? Track your bus with the Metrolink app.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one, considering, for those who don't know, I don't see how anyone could listen to the show and not know, there's been some kerfuffle lately about
traffic and parking by taking the bus. Genius.
I mean, that one works. If you can catch the bus. It doesn't
Lower
say like
Hutt, Petone, Lambton Quay, Courtney Place, High Tire Tire,
didn't
Kilburnie,
say Lower
Hutt,
Pit 1? I think it was Pit 1.
It's P-E-T. Also High Tire Tire. Not High Tire Tire.
Hatai Tai? Tai Tai?
Ha!
Tai Tai? Rotorua?
Rotorua?
Mount Egmont.
Taranaki.
Yep.
Another one.
Yeah. Easy.
Back to Central Pulse. Tickets at pulse.org.nz.
The fuck's the Central Pulse?
I don't know, but that was 504.
Wellington's netball team. Jesus.
What's the number on that, Dave? Can you see?
I kind of remember there was a Waikato one for a while that had a weird name as well. The netball teams here just pick weird names. I guess like the soccer team here is as well, the Wellington Phoenix. The Phoenix. Supposedly there was some kind of thing to do with rising from the ashes. As someone who doesn't follow soccer, I'm not really sure what it is.
All right.
Okay, so how has...
number one.
You're still... It's been like 5 minutes and we're still trying to get the buses who have run the red light so far.
It's hard to pay attention to them all.
Oh, you know what we should spend some Patreon money on?
What's that?
A neon sign we stick out the window that just says... red light runners, zero. And it's like hooked in, right?
Oh my God.
As a bus runs a red light. Yeah, we could do it. It actually wouldn't be expensive. And we could do it. And if we like stick it off the side here so that it's facing the buses as they're on red lights.
Do you have to get like a council permit to have...
like advertising? I'm going to say no because it's temporary.
Do you reckon this is an ABS violation?
The one
stopping. Oh, he's stopping.
Yeah, he stopped. He's all good.
Third Empire.
We can't see exactly from this angle.
Yeah, this truck in front of us.
Yeah, was it a violation? It's good. It's
yeah,
good.
We got a third umpire.
Safe. Who's safe?
Yeah, this truck in front of us is massive. We saw it parking before.
Yeah, it actually is blocking half the lane.
My days are numbered. A new bus will be replacing me soon.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Travel appy, track your bus with the Metlink app.
Is that like travel happy, but travel
happy.
Oh,
was that a red light? Oh, get us. Oh, right.
Yeah, no, it was all good.
We got the instant replay behind us.
Yep.
We still haven't done the replay.
We haven't done the good instant replay yet. Yeah, not yet.
Does it work on this one?
Don't try it now. Oh, you mean that instant replay? Yeah, that one works. You didn't click it. There you are. Can people still hear us? We're muted right now, right?
No, we're that one. Hello?
There we are.
Whoa. Little skip.
And there's the nested. There we are. It's got replays. Oh, he couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel bad because he.
Right, so that's two buses. I didn't catch the number.
He couldn't actually stop in time, though. Like, did you see how that happened? He entered the intersection when it was green. There was no one in front of him. And do you know what I mean? Like, he couldn't have possibly stopped.
What's the ABS on that? 81.
Yeah, the ABS violation I'll give you, but the bus driver had no choice there.
81 at...
Do you acknowledge that, Hugh?
507. Yeah. Should we not mark it?
Well, I think it would be bad to report it.
Consider us your caffeine connection.
I just don't think there's anything... Like, what's the improvement there? To drive slower or to drive fast? Like, you have to drive faster. You mean faster?
No, slower. If you drive slower, you should be able to stop quicker.
Hang on. He was here. He was driving. It turned orange, and at that point, he was already in the intersection.
Oh, yeah. Report it to the council.
Okay, issue for the city council to get the timing
correct. Yeah, it happens to me all the time on a bike.
Yeah, I can see what happens on a bike.
I'll enter on a green, and then I'm like, fuck, pedal.
Yeah.
Because it's like red for quite a while before I get through. Because Wellington has quite a lot of big intersections. I'm not sure why this one's so temperamental.
You mean like, sure. I haven't seen it be like that bad before, but that was quite a. You know, normally we get more ABSs than,
I turned. I won't give it.
It would have been,
your ticket to a good time in Wellington.
That's a tough one because he did, it would have been, I know, but he didn't stop there.
Taking you to bike trails, the wine trails where the white sails on the water.
And the
that's easy. 58?
Yeah.
58 north.
The third umpire is really helping us get these. They're just doing it hard today, aren't they? So before we go much further, should we guess the numbers?
We're already five deep.
Should we guess how much do you reckon? How many red light runners? I guess over five.
Yeah.
How many are you going to guess?
We're only 10 minutes in. I'm going to guess.
If you extrapolate, we're 25. 10 minutes. 25.
25.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to guess 24. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to guess 13.
13?
13. Right. And ABS violations, I'm going to guess 7.
Yeah, I'll probably guess 10 of those.
Yeah.
It's been busy.
Yeah, with the red lights.
Travel appy, track your bus with the MetLink app.
That's what it said on it. It didn't say it with the weird voice, but still.
We got a car red light.
Cars running red lights all over the place. Okay, so how's the week been for news, Mr. Hugh?
It's been pretty busy. We've got quite a lot.
It doesn't feel like it's been busy, though, does it? Like, do you reckon does it feel like it's been busy? There's been no O-Day this week.
Have you seen our board? It's pretty full.
It's kind of hard to read anything. But, like, what I mean is there hasn't been any... Oh my God, you put the Duxek thing in the tech news lane? Oh my God.
We don't need to talk about it.
None of these news items are like very interesting. Do you know what I mean?
I would agree.
Okay. So the big news of the day. Did you know Australia has a new prime minister?
Oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So it's like the fourth one this year?
Not quite. It's like the fourth one that was like not elected. Like, no one voted for this guy, right? Like, he didn't get elected by the people. So, I don't know. It's a bit weird. Oh, fucking Australian politics is fucked. Maybe we should just move on. For any Australian listeners, sucks to be you. That's pretty much it. What else we got? You looking for that there?
Yeah, they've moved it.
Yeah, they haven't indeed. Ugh. News. The big news of the week. What's our number one story?
What lane do you want to start in?
The tech lane.
Ticky, tick, 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 tick.
So what's the what's our top news story on this?
Shall we talk about some banks?
Yeah. Which one?
The one.
The what? The US banks.
Nah, like the World Bank.
The World Bank.
Do you have an account at the World Bank?
I probably have a shell at the World Bank. Accounts though? No.
Shaking the shell tree.
Got a DA there, but no, you don't know the legitimate one.
Oh, this guy. Oh, more comfortable than taking the horse, faster than fucking speeding.
I'm gonna watch this on the instant replay. He was blocking. I'm gonna call that. He was.
Oh, yeah. We don't care about that too much, I think.
But no, he was. It was red when he went over. I just watched it on the.
Yeah, he was going too fast for me to note as well.
Yeah, it's hard to like pay attention to like make sure he's. You know, doing it right. Yeah. Oh, that guy as well. That guy just did it as well.
Oh, did he run? Did I miss one?
Check the instant replay. Right here. And...
Boom. Oh, what's the number? 15? 25?
No idea. It was like, I didn't see it. Damn, they're fucking... You might be better with your, like, 20 guess than me. Oh, damn, this cyclist is just going past the ABS box. What's that guy up to? Oh, but Jesus, that cyclist. Oh, the truck's moving.
Yeah, truck's gone, bro.
Sorry, I'm watching the replay.
Stay one step ahead with the bus with the Metlink.
Stay one step ahead with the live view instead of the delayed replay.
Oh, this guy, ABS. ABS.
Yeah.
1475 14.
Yeah, so the new ones have moved there. So the new ones, after we started the bus factor, they redesigned them so that the numbers are harder to see, so we can't report them.
So 14 1475.
Believe that is what happened. They realized that we were going to report them, so they moved the numbers on the buses to make them harder to see. It's worked. Can't report them anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you can not use Snapper on that bus that just drove past.
I think you can still.
Oh, still?
Mm. Yeah. I think it's just stopping at some point. Okay, so, yeah, what's up with the World Bank?
Oh, they are using some... Are we allowed to use, like, flash words on here? Like, what do you call them? Buzzwords?
Oh, buzzwords. Jesus. Flash words. Yeah, but buzzwords. You can say buzzwords.
Blockchain.
Oh, damn. Oh, it hurts.
You're listening to the blockchain.
Oh, iHeartRadio. Is that like an advert on something?
Connecting you with beaches, the bush, bays, breweries, and baristas.
There was a car that went past that was advertising iHeartRadio.
Yeah, that's a like place that does stuff.
Oh, I feel like I've seen them around or something. I don't know. Weird. Yeah, so blockchain. Yeah, World Bank. Come in the story. I actually don't know anything about this. So
they are issuing some bonds using blockchain technology.
Oh, okay. So are the bonds... Okay, I guess... So I don't know much about bonds. Are the bonds themselves like US dollars and they're just tracked in the blockchain? Or are the bonds themselves...
The bonds will be exchanged for some currency, probably US.
Okay. And they're just using a blockchain or like the Bitcoin blockchain?
Probably their own one.
Okay. This changes the story a lot. Okay, they're just using blockchain to do...
Yeah, they're not using Bitcoin, Jesus.
Okay, this makes a lot more sense. Okay, fine, I guess. I presume they were already using some kind of, like, database, right? Like, does this change much?
They are probably using some COBOL something in the background.
They're probably still using COBOL with blockchain, though, right? Like, blockchain is just a hash data structure, right?
Yeah.
Take your data, hash it. Congratulations, you've just made a blockchain. I don't know. Weird. Sounds like they haven't changed much.
We just got a Twitch crowd.
What's a Twitch crowd?
Twitch crowd liked our tweet.
Oh, cool, I guess. Thanks, Twitch crowd.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, he's in the box. I wouldn't say he's very in the box, but he is in the box. He's a good half a door
he's
into the
encroaching.
Box. Yeah.
A cyclist wouldn't fit because, like, you got to take up the full thing when you're a cyclist.
Yeah. Especially if you want to trigger the diamonds.
So that's two ABS counts. We've got too much things going on. It's almost like a full-time job just updating the counters.
We've got two things going on, ABS and red light.
Yeah.
If you weren't recording the numbers, it'd be easier.
The whole point is to record the numbers.
I don't think that's the point. It's not the point for me. We have different points. Okay, so World Bank using blockchain.
Yeah.
That sounds horrific, but when you actually just like call it...
Will you buy some bonds?
Maybe. If I do, I won't give a shit how they record it internally. Like, it's not like I go to a bank and I'm like, are you using COBOL? Oh, no, I think I might buy it. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a shit what they use to store it?
You might get... I think they're issuing a token, so you probably need a client to... Yeah, actually, that's right. Yeah, they're issuing a bond over a blockchain token.
Hang on. So this means that if someone steals my token, I lose all my money?
Yeah.
What? Fuck off. No. Why would the World Bank do that?
I don't know.
That's only got disadvantages. There's literally no advantage to doing this. Because it's already a centralized system, so you don't get any decentralized value. And if someone steals... Fuck off.
15,000 hectares, and it's all your...
You didn't see the end of it?
Didn't see the end of it.
Okay.
From the big brands to the beautifully boutique, where you're shopping.
This
guy, easy.
Fucking Jesus, mate.
30x4226.
You're a standing until you fucking get arrested, okay?
30x4226 at 517.
It's on fire today. What's going on?
I don't know.
We don't normally get this many. Yeah, maybe they know we're at the spot now and they're doing it on purpose. Fuck these guys. Bam, doing it.
I'm a stand-in until a new bus arrives. That's why he read it. He knows he's like a stand-in as soon as a new bus driver comes.
Presumably the driver
is in
the stand-in. Look, there's someone just standing in the middle of the pedestrian crossing on a red light.
Oh, yeah.
The business is like, fuck
connecting
it.
You with wild coastlines, stunning skylines, and world-class coffee.
And third-class bus. Right? Third-class bus.
Oh. How long is it taking to load this double-decker bus?
That's a good question.
Because it's actually loading at the
moment.
Is
he loading? Or is doors closed,
yeah, I think
right?
It's loading. We can see people walking.
Okay. Oh, is he like waiting for everyone to sit down before he goes?
Yeah. People are not allowed to be standing in the stairwell or upstairs.
Oh, okay. But you can stand downstairs?
Yeah. That's safer if you like crash and die.
What?
I mean, if you crash.
That seemed weird. It's safer if you die. Okay. How long did it take to load? It took a little while.
It took a while.
Okay, here's my thing, though. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. It took less than 60 seconds.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We'll time it next time.
Okay, we'll time the next bus, the double-decker bus. I reckon it took less than 60 seconds from doors open till doors
closed. But they're also stopping down there.
Okay. Still, 60 seconds, I reckon.
So,
Also, our second camera today looks absolutely piss poor.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. Less than 60 seconds. Why do you bring it up?
Well, I was actually thinking we'll stay in the tech lane for a bit, but I guess we'll change lanes.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Yeah. So the city council, the regional council have finally admitted that they just didn't even look at the timetable before like sending it out.
They didn't check it. They just wrote some numbers down and were like, eh, fuck it.
Yeah,
right.
It's probably about right.
Yeah. Oh, fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, geez.
Number
man.
One.
More like number zero, you get no points, not 1 point.
One at 519.
Oh, no ABS violation from Woodridge, though.
Skip traffic and parking by taking the bus.
So do you reckon? Do you reckon the number one runs more red lights than other buses?
It'll be interesting running the metro. So we
I think it does.
When did I start taking all the notes? That would have been at the start of this year.
Don't know, yeah. It's been like off and on. But I'm just saying, because if you ran the numbers and it turns out the ones who run red lights are the people who are late often.
Oh, we didn't do this one, did we?
Oh my God, you haven't been updating it? You've got one job, Hugh. You've got one job.
Oh, more than one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We've missed 3 recording. Does that sound right?
Maybe. We got rid of one intentionally, I know that. Okay, so why do you ask about the double-decker bus? Oh, yeah, the timetables. They
realize, like, might be an issue, so... Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I'll try and fix it.
How is that such a taut cable? It's fine. It's like a nice little sunset.
We can see the light.
You can see the light.
We occasionally go off that light.
Yeah.
Never. They realize the ghost buses, ghost buses, not Ghostbusters, do exist, and the timetables are really shit. And one thing to point out is the Metlink API, the real-time API, arrival time and departure time, they've got two fields, right?
Yeah.
Every stop in Wellington, same time.
Is that... Yeah, but if it takes less than 60 seconds to load people, isn't that expected?
Goes to the second.
Goes to the second. Okay, I see. Okay, it goes to the second. I honestly don't think that's a big issue. Like, I get it.
It shows that they, like, just didn't think.
Or it shows that they didn't measure how long down to the fucking second, right? Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, they do need to to actually measure it and update the timetables based on how long it takes. I agree. Yeah. I just don't think that they didn't mark down this departure time and arrival time difference in seconds. I don't think that's a valid. I don't think it's a valid criticism.
Yeah.
I think the timetables don't match up as a valid criticism. They didn't mark it down to the second is not. And that's
yeah, but like take out the seconds and just have up to a minute every time. You might catch up that minute and be early next
time. Sure. I mean, yeah, sure. Which I think is I think that's the valid thing to say, is that the buses should be able to meet their timetable.
Also, they probably shouldn't have it down to the second for arriving. Like, a bus isn't going to be accurate to the second at arriving.
It's just an estimate though, right? It's an estimate. It's like a best effort. There's a what, sorry? There's an aimed arrival and an expected arrival and expected departure. What's the difference between an aimed and expected? Okay, aim is the schedule and expected is the real time. I gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's useful to nitpick these individual fields. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if the buses aren't meeting their timetable,
I mean, I guess the thing is they're not thinking full picture with the timetable, because a route might have 20 stops.
Yeah.
And if they just don't count the time of loading and unloading.
Okay.
Well, side. Maybe more than 20 stops.
Let's say they did drive the timetables the first time. They loaded, unloaded, they measured it with loading and unloading time, and they just dumped those numbers in the timetable.
Do you think they did that?
No, I don't, but that's a different issue.
The most difficult
let me finish.
It's deciding where to sit.
Let's say they did that. The fields would be the same. There would be no difference in the fields. So I don't think it's a valid criticism to talk about the fields. I think it's valid to say they didn't check whether the timetables match up. I think that's fine. I don't care if they if it matches up, but those individual fields have weird numbers in them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. You know, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we shouldn't dwell on this too much.
Okay, what's next? We're in the bus lane now, aren't we?
Well, we can jump back to the tech.
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to... Is there anything else useful to talk about in here? Oh, very close to an ABS violation. We did make the judgment that you can be on the white line. You just can't be past the white line. So,
should we jump back to the tech?
Okay.
You happy getting this? What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. So this is the... I see what you're doing here. The Intel microcode update. So, of course, I think we mentioned this last week. This is the foreshadow attack involving, SGX container execution stuff. I did look into it some more. I don't know. SGX hypervisor stuff. Who knows? I did look into it more, but I can't remember it. Anyway, the point is Intel pushed out a microcode fix for this issue, possibly other issues as well. Now, one of the ways they do it is between kind of context, when context switching, they flush the L1 cache.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you know much about CPUs.
Downloading a bus.
Oh my God, downloading an ABS violation. Did you see that ABS violation? That guy
This one. It's an electric bus.
Oh, it's green. It's green. I saw it was green. It was green. Okay. Cool.
But did you see that? The downloading new bus, 23%.
Yeah, I saw it.
And the future is today.
This bus is electric.
Electric.
Touch it and you get electrocuted. Anyway, so,
Oh, look at him.
What is he? Is that red light or is that an ABS violation?
That's both.
I mean, we did make a judgment call.
We'll just do ABS.
I think it's fair to just do an ABS because it is an ambiguous case. I feel like we
should do both.
Okay, don't report it though. Feel free to do both in the counts, but don't report it. How's that? I feel that's what. Oh, you're gonna report it. Oh my! Report him for ABS violation. Don't report him for red light. Come on. The intersection entry and exit is ambiguous though.
I'll just do ABS.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I agree to disagree.
Our third umpire is getting very heated.
Well, that's why we only third umpires get called, right? It's like
when are we getting these neon signs, mate?
Oh, we should get the neon sign. That'd be good. Anyway, the Intel microcode. Do you know they turned off hyperthreading?
No, I did not.
Yeah, hardcore.
What's hyperthreading?
So hyperthreading, I actually have no fucking clue how it's implemented. It's essentially you can run two threads of execution at the same time. So the idea is that if you have four cores, your CPU kind of pretends it has eight cores and you can get kind of like, you know, twice as much, you know, theoretically twice as much performance.
Yeah.
I have no clue how it's implemented. Like, I don't know.
It's just real high level threading.
I mean, no. Yeah, okay. So it sounds like a pipelining optimization from this. Anyway, basically that allows like some pretty nasty bugs to pop up, which we've seen heaps of these Meltdown Spectre.
Yeah, yeah.
They just keep rolling back performance changes. Anyway, the latest microcode. Oh my gosh, weird. Don't do this. Come on, focus on the show.
All right.
Yeah. The latest microcode has
updates. Oh, our third umpire stole the ukulele.
had a license in it. You're not allowed a benchmark anymore.
Just not allowed?
Not allowed.
Ooh.
The license prohibits benchmarking.
Oh, wow.
How hardcore is that?
That's...
Yeah, Debian...
That's quite draconian.
Debian was like, we can't include this microcode update. Like, it's better to have the security issue than the licensing issue. They did roll it back.
Show off to your friends, like, look at my fucking sick CPU.
Believe me, after these patches, you won't be saying that. You'll be like, oh my god, my CPU does nothing now. It's very slow.
Go camping, yeah. Climb a lighthouse, reenact a scene.
Good
from
time.
Your favorite novels.
Good time to buy...
Downloading a new bus, 23% complete.
Good time to buy AMD, I tell you.
Yeah? Oh, he's in.
He's easy. Okay, what's next on the list?
Commute to the beach. We should go to the beach.
Didn't see that on the list.
What's next on the beach? Something about
Duke's ducks. AC. Oh, that's nothing to do with tech. Let's skip that one.
Should we skip it? Hackity hack, 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 hack.
Well, did you hear about this?
Briefly.
Did you hear about any of the news this week?
Yeah, briefly.
Okay. Hacky hack, hack. This one's just funny. So some kid in Australia... he went to court. He had a folder on his desktop called Hacky Hack Hack with all his hack stuff in it.
Hacky Hack Hack. That's pretty cool.
As someone
good place to hide it.
Yeah, it's all right. As someone who's frequently committed illegal hacking activities, I can say that I also have this folder, right? I think while you're at work, you have a Hacky Hack Hack, right? That's where I put all my, when I'm popping shells at work.
I don't have desktop.
Oh my god, that's right. Yeah. Linux on the desktop. Well, he's not got a desktop, so
yeah.
But do you have a folder called Hacky Hack Hack where you put all your hacks?
I've got a bunch of folders. My friends used to give me shit when I was younger because I'll just have folders called New Folder and New Folder 2 and New Folder 3.
You're one
of
those.
Folder 4.
Get out of here.
I'll know exactly where everything was. They'll be like, where's this? I'll be like, it's a new folder 3, new folder 5 under that, then new folder 6. Oh, are we counting it? Are we counting it?
In the past, we've counted that as a half or a third or a quarter.
I reckon none.
None, okay. That's fair enough. We don't know where the exit is, though. We don't know where the exit is into the section. Yeah, no, he was over the pedestrian crossing.
Oh, no. He wasn't blocking anything, though.
He wasn't in the British Institution.
Take a bahi to Te Papa and learn more about Aotearoa.
Like, I guess I would count that one.
Yeah, this one.
I would count him if it was
real. Goes.
Which, of course, people are just walking anyway.
Shall I just sum it up now?
Sum it up now? What do you mean? Oh, so you reckon it's going to happen, so you might
three,
as well.
3, 4, 5, 0, 29, E.
Oh, yeah.
At 5.
Yeah.
31. 531.
Yeah, we count that one. Bump it up. What, the... Sorry, the... Oh, we are not counting 32X.
Man,
look at him.
Our third umpire is being real pedantic today.
Yeah, we're stingy to these buses. Come on, Dave. They're trying
coast
their
along with us along the coastline.
Besides, if there was an ABS box, it'd only
here's
be violating
the here's a big plug
US.
For Metlink. 100% electric bus.
Yeah, but not all of them are 100%. Like, they're not all electric.
Every route we take is the scenic route.
Oh, look, there's a taxi down there. Did you know...
Like, is this a scenic street? It looks dire and, like...
I think it's scenic, yeah. Yeah, it's like a nice street. Ooh, it's... Mate, have you been to other cities? This is a very scenic street. This is scenic most of the time.
Yeah.
Whereas Courtney Place is scenic during very few hours, and if you go outside of those hours, it's just drunk and homeless people.
Yeah.
Jesus, what is this?
What? Person? A pedestrian, like, nearly just died.
Why did the... Oh, my God. I just... Whatever. Oh, look, there's pedestrians running to avoid the taxi. Man, people are bad at crossing at the right time on the street. Do you know that's something you don't do in Japan?
What's that?
Jaywalk. You just don't do it.
Yeah, I've been to a few countries like that.
Yeah.
It's, like, real weird.
Probably
better. Like, parts of Australia don't do it.
Oh, yeah, Melbourne. If you in the Melbourne CBD,
oh, yeah, like,
they ticket you. Fucking hardcore,
I think,
right?
Most of the CBDs I've been to, like, they ticket you. Right. Or, like, chase you down with a horse.
Oh, would they have in Perth?
Yeah, Perth. Oh, no, Perth, the horses were a different thing. But they chased some guy down on a cycle.
In Perth?
In Perth, and gave them a ticket. And damn. I was like, I saw that happening, so I did jaywalk.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that story. Do you remember that time we were in the library? Sorry, I'll rephrase. Do you remember the time we were at Whack On?
Yeah.
So I was in the library that year. And there's just all of us looking at two guys outside getting, like, done for possession of weed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Good times, Whack On. Whack On's not on this year.
No.
It wasn't on last year either.
No.
If I had to guess, I would say I don't think Whack On's happening again. One of the organizers moved to a different city and there's a new conference there now. B-Sides Perth. Sorry? Did it? Whack On with 2017? You sure about that? 2016, I thought. 2017. Damn.
Yeah, we went.
It was 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Time
That was
flies.
When I talked in French.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad talk. Okay, what else we got?
Did you make it, that talk?
Oh, I saw it. Didn't make it. There was a private YouTube stream I had access to. What else we got? Wait, were we talking about something? Hacky hack hack. That's what we're talking about. Should we just divert? We can talk about the security conference scene in Australia. How's that going at the moment? I haven't been to many. Have you?
No, I haven't been to many in quite a while.
What's the haps? It just feels like B-sides are everywhere now. B-sides,
yeah.
Melbourne, B-sides
There's a
Perth.
Lot of B-sides.
Although, like, B-sides Melbourne,
ABS,
I think.
ABS? ABS. Well, oh, like even
technically,
more.
Oh, no, he never came to a stop. We haven't counted that in the past.
I'm doing it. It's
okay.
A two.
I'm just saying.
It was over the bike pops.
I'm just saying, in the past, we haven't counted ABS unless they stop.
Yeah, but that's when they're like still in the bike box. That was like.
It's fine. I'm just saying that in the past, we haven't counted that. But whatever, if you guys want to count that. 2v1, I'm happy to take it. Did you bump up the counter?
No.
Okay, bump up the counter.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we're double checking I'm in the right place.
Are you planning on going to Kiwi conferences anytime soon? In Australia and New Zealand, I guess. KiwiCon, of course. Yeah. Oh, you're going to Perth, you're going to B-Sides? Yeah. Are you speaking or anything there? Okay, no, I'm just talking to Dave about B-Sides Perth. Yeah, check on as well. I don't know much about, like, whether B-Sides Perth is going to be good or not. Like, is it the second year they've run it now? Yeah, second year they've run it. So that's run by like Dolls and a few other people, right?
We've got a Windows update. We have to restart now.
Snooze, please. Click snooze and it's going to be like, okay, snoozing your computer, putting it on standby.
Or it used to just do, okay, we'll just do it in 10 minutes and not ask you.
No, it didn't. There has never been a time Windows has done that. As someone who has run Windows for
Let us chauffeur you to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm. So, conferences. Going any?
Off the bench until a new bus arrives. That doesn't make sense, really. I'm standing until... Oh, right. They're the buses that need a change. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not really going to any... I haven't decided which ones.
You're leaving a bit late for some of them. It feels like the circuit's almost done, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
away for like half the, well, not half the year, but felt like half the year.
Yeah. Because I tend to think of KiwiCon as the end of the year, like the end of the circuit, right? But I don't know. It's like kind of hard to tell. I haven't actually seen like a map, like a calendar. Be nice if someone made one, I guess. Not in service, my favorite route.
Back to Central Pulse. Tickets at pulse.org.nz.
Domo King. It's kind of like Sofa King, right?
Right, what should we talk about?
The next news story.
What have we got?
Google location data.
You want to talk about this? Yeah,
I just think it's kind of funny. For those who haven't been following, Google was like... Google has like a don't track me, please option, which.
Okay. Of course, everyone knew they still track you.
Yeah, I gotta say, if you're a Google user and your phone's
out,
like.
They track you.
Yeah, so this is like a sending location data. Someone also did analysis of how often like your browser and phone tracks you. So iOS on Safari on iOS, how often that sends all your browsing data to Apple.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I don't know if it's like browsing data specifically. And say with Chrome. Chrome on Android is like 100 times worse or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, like, that's not really a useful metric. Like, 100 times worse. It's like, what does that mean? Like, are you 100 times less secure? No, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, it's kind of funny because, yeah, Google has backtracked and been like, sorry, we said that we didn't actually track you when we did. We actually meant we do track you.
Yeah. I think it's more they track you, but they don't display it back to you.
Yeah, like they, and what they can do with the data changes as well. They can't sell it. They can't do it. Although, like that being said, I've never had a problem with Google selling my data. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, morally, yes, but it's never presented a problem for me. Whereas like pizza places who won't sell your data, but constantly get hacked, right? Like, they're a worse issue for me. Like, they've caused me a lot more headache than Google ever has. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, talking pizza.
Okay.
Pizza Hut in New Zealand here.
Yeah.
I've had a problem the last few weekends where their payment provider, like...
You're buying Pizza Hut multiple weekends in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone clearly found a supplier for weed again.
No.
He's just really hungry for pizza.
Yeah, big drinking nights.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. ABS violation. Boop, boop,
57.
Boop, boop.
57 at 5:39. Yeah, so Pizza Hut, their payment provider.
Who is their, is it DPS?
Yeah, I think it was DPS. But anyway.
Yeah.
It goes to the payment provider. They take your money, then it says an error occurred.
On the Pizza Hut side or the payment provider side?
Oh, I can't recall which, but I'm just like, oh, weird. I thought it was just a one-off, so I took the other box. Oh, first time I tried three times with like different cards, like I thought I mistyped it.
Yeah.
Charged us three times. Then did it a fourth time with mobile FPOS, had to pay an extra dollar.
Yeah.
Complained. They gave me a $10 voucher via email.
Plus, oh, and then later on you checked your balance.
And refunded. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then it happened the next week.
Yeah.
So I emailed them back being like, clearly this is an issue. It's probably happening to more than me. Like,
You guys are really stealing money from people.
Yeah, I really hope that you're proactively working out exactly who's been affected, refunding all the money and giving compensation to all of them. They're like, oh, we're really sorry it's happened again. We'll send you, they couriered me a voucher.
Okay.
For another $10.
Did they fix the issue, though?
Probably not.
Annoying.
I did say that I might go to the Commerce Commission if it happens again.
Fair enough, yeah.
Because, yeah, they literally are just stealing money.
Yeah. I had same thing happen with 2Degrees. So 2Degrees, went to top up, right? Click the top up button. Error, couldn't process your top up. Ah, fuck. Whatever, try it again. Click it again. Type it all in again. Error, couldn't process your top up. I was like,
yeah,
whatever, I'll deal with this later. This is at home. I came into work. And then like an hour later, I checked my balance. And it was like, you've topped up $40. I'm like, motherfucker, that always happens. Yeah, violation. Can we see the bus number?
Oh, we could before. It was a 91.
NZ Bus Electric Bus 91. There's not many of them, is there?
We don't do that much detail.
Yeah, but if we don't do a number, then it can be useful, I guess.
Oh, 91 should be enough. 91 in a time.
Yeah. Oh, sleepy today.
Oh, we... No, I just can't read anything. Oh, there's a number above this wheel.
361? Three. Dave, can you read that?
Above the wheel arch?
361. Yeah, it looks like the tree's in the way for me, which makes it kind of hard to see. Oh, there's a cyclist going down there. That's not allowed, buddy.
Jesus. I would not want to do that.
Yeah, cyclists do it all the time. Like on Willis, cyclists do it.
Oh, my God. Like, this guy's going to be here for another light. Oh, no, he's allowed to move.
Yeah, he got out. We'll switch him. Switch him for another person.
361.
Like, oh, yes. Yeah, that's going to be, yeah. Oh, he should have just hooned it. He could have made
31X, 4199.
Wait, hang on. Is it the 31 extended or the 31 express? I think it might be extended because it's got an X and it's extended. Like, that makes sense, right?
Oh, and there was another one here.
X for extended because, like, extended. Like, more longer, like extended. Like, it's an
one,
extended
two,
route.
1, 2, 3.
What do you mean,
four,
why?
5, 6. 7, 8.
Further,
nine.
Like they go further.
Oh, I think I missed one.
There are extended buses, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's right. That's yeah. Right.
Yeah. X is also for express here, but there's an E which is for extended. I did. Get it? Extended express. I'm saying it's dumb to use E and X for extended and extended and express because
they
both apply to either one. They should have been like picked something else, like the L.
Oh, look at that ABS.
L for the long
route
and Q for the quick route. L and Q, how good would they be? Long and quick.
He's just sitting on the ABS.
What, the cyclist?
The cyclist. Oh. He's doing it right.
I feel like the
we
buses
should
have come
give
down.
Him $60 from a bus driver.
Redistribute the wealth.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? Gmail Confi.
Yeah, Gmail confidential emails.
Yeah.
So this is a new thing where you say...
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't used it.
Gmail did update their interface. It looks weird now.
Oh, yeah. I've had it on my... the new interface I've had on my personal for ages. It finally updated for my Google Apps. Yeah, confidential email. How do I...
You can send a confidential email, and the gist is they... basically send you a link and you have to sign into, well, the receiving person has to sign into
a Google account
to
I
view
believe.
That page to see the email.
Oh, here we are. Confidential. Turn confidential on. Yeah. Okay. So confidential mode. Recipients.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Okay. We got a ABS. I'm going to read this out while that's being updated. So recipients will not have the option to forward the email contents, copy and paste, download or print. You set an expiration. Oh my god! Require a passcode. You have to. There's a fucking SMS passcode as well. Content expires in 1 week. Fucking. Oh well. Let's email Hugh, and see if he can read this email. The contents is poop. Hugh Davenport. Oh, you have to type in a fucking an SMS number as well. I can guess. I can change it. So I mean, that's kind of cool. I guess the use case for this is emailing things that you just want to make sure are deleted after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So
I reckon they will take extra care not to make sure this gets deleted from their servers.
Who
it's probably
cares
more
if it's
sensitive.
Deleted from their servers, though? Like, they don't get hacked.
They probably do, but you just never see it.
They're public about when they get hacked, though.
Yeah, they are. They're actually quite good.
Yeah, damn right they're good. I like Google. I mean, they're fucking morally reprehensible, but you know what I mean. Like, everyone is. I sent you an email, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Shall I check?
Yeah. This is the confidential mode email. I can see this being useful. So, for example, when we send reports, we send it via email, send password via another mechanism. But it's nice to have those deleted, right?
This email was sent to you via Gmail confidential mode.
Ooh.
Blah, blah, blah. View the email. What's the link look like? confidentialmail.google.com/message/somehash or something.
Check it out. Here we are. We're testing confidential mail mode right here, right here, right now.
Wrong account. I can't do it.
So the way it works is via your Google account.
Can't do it.
Yeah, it's okay. The way it works is via your Google account, which I'm not super happy about. Like, I would prefer it did... Oh, they can't do it any other way, right? Someone said this isn't email anymore. This is just sending a link to something hosted on Google server for a week. There's no email part of it, right? This isn't confidential email. This is just sending a link to someone.
Yeah. So what's going to happen with that?
What do you mean?
So have you ever seen emails that have links in them that go to places?
Yeah, that's generally how...
phishing works.
Oh, fucking, I get it. I wondered what the hell you were doing with that. Yeah, so this is another kind of like little... It's making people be like, click this link to view the email.
Yeah.
Or enter your username and password to view the email. Oh, okay, here's the email for you, buddy. Yeah, it's not great. But, oh, well.
I reckon we should do it next phishing engagement.
No, I don't know what confidential mode emails are, though.
With a client that uses Google Apps.
Yeah, but no one uses it yet, so... It's also not enabled on our Google Apps.
Yeah.
It's only emailed on personal. I don't know what the plan is to enable that. I guess it might be like a little better feature or whatever. Hey, got any more news?
We do. We probably only
need a few more. We're 48 minutes past. We're almost done.
Yeah.
I don't forget. There's been a lot of news stories, but I don't feel like any of them are good. Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I'm just thinking what might be good.
I can just complain about some stuff like
London boroughs.
I thought this one was interesting, actually.
Yeah.
So, do you know the boroughs of London?
I do know the boroughs of London.
I have no idea what they are. What are they? I mean, I know what they are, but what's their names? No, I know what boroughs are. Name them. Name the boroughs of London.
Hammersmith.
That's one. Okay, keep going. I think it's about 30, right?
Witherpool.
Did you make that one up?
Yes.
Witherpool. It sounds very London borough-ish, though, doesn't it?
No, I probably do know. Piccadilly might be one.
Hemisphere. New Walland. Cornwall.
Anyway, so what's happening with the London boroughs?
Okay, so someone did a FOIA request, an OIA request. There's many names for these things. Someone emailed the government and was like, give me your info. Jesus.
Ooh, am I dead? No, I'm not dead.
And the info, you're good. And the info was, are you using any outdated pieces of software? Specifically, are you using Windows Server 2003, Microsoft SQL Server 2005?
Yeah. Because you've got to be specific.
Yeah. Specifically, these are pieces of software that are out of extended support. Like, they're not getting patches for these software.
Yeah, yeah.
How many was it? You didn't write down how many it was. Some large...
I think it was like a third.
A third of the boroughs are using these pieces of software that can't be patched anymore. So Sheffield, do you say it? Rottingham? Rotherham. And Sandwell, which knowing London is probably pronounced like Sandwell. Because some of the boroughs have fucked up names, man.
Yeah.
Right? Like Sheffield, I guess that one's normal. Rotherham. Sounds like somewhere I had a Lord of the Rings, right? Rotherham.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Lol. Although, as pen testers, we see this all the time, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I thought it was interesting anyway.
Yeah, no.
How are you meant to defend your network?
I guess it's more interesting that someone's actually gone to the effort and doing official information.
Yeah. Could be worth doing here.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll worth be depressing.
It. Yeah, especially we know, right? Right? Like, if you're a pin in New Zealand, you almost certainly work with the government at some point, or councils or something. You work with someone, and someone has unpatched servers. So, meh. I don't know.
We could ask Greater Wellington City Council about any Metlink specific servers that.
Do you mean the Greater Wellington Regional Council?
Oh, yeah, Regional Council, sorry.
Sorry, and ask them what?
Whether any Metlink specific servers are out of date.
Yeah, so I do happen to know a little bit about how the Metlink server setup works. Like, yeah. Having worked within the bus, they don't have servers. Nah. Hey, everything's outsourced. So Silverrail does the real time. So every time the real time's run, it's because a piece of shit company over in Australia is fucked up. And then like there's like a few other servers. Is it coming from AWS? The company is Silverrail. It never used to come from AWS, but you know there's AWS in Australia now. Q's being weird. We're almost done. What else we got? 5G stuff in Australia. I'm so done at this point. It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Mm.
Do you know in Australia, Huawei and ZTE?
Yeah.
Huawei and ZTE blocked from the 5G rollout.
Oh, wow.
So I guess that means they are not allowed to be like, surely their hardware is still allowed to be used. I don't really know how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Device is okay, but what did you say? Network hardware is not okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Towers, backhaul, that kind of thing, not allowed to be Huawei or ZTE.
Yeah, so nothing consumer.
Yeah. Which, like, to be fair, I'm torn because on one hand, the Chinese government does just slip up data. Hey, Huawei, put this back door in. Okay. So, like, I can see why they would do it. But on the other hand, like, what's the alternative, you know? Like, these are the two companies who are, like, doing proper 5G rollouts.
Yeah.
Getting fucking Cisco to go help you? Like, you don't need backdoors with Cisco. You just fucking do your thing. Yeah, Nokia, Alcatel, Siemens. Oh, if Siemens still do that kind of thing. I don't know if they're just, like, purely SCADA now. Also, isn't Siemens the funniest name? Oh, what kind of phone you got? I got Siemens all over my pants. Big Siemens in my pocket.
Just, yeah, do you want to
taste my Siemens? Like, it's just a silly name.
Most of the time, I don't ask people if they want to taste my phone. No.
Yeah, but if I had a Siemens,
do you want to play with my Siemens?
Hold out your hand. I'm gonna pour some Siemens in it.
I'm gonna put Siemens. You don't have to make it seem like it's a liquid. You can say, "I'm gonna put my Siemens in your hand."
But that sounds weird because you don't normally pluralize. Siemens.
I'm going to put some Siemens in your pocket if you're not careful.
But the pluralization makes it weird. So that's why I'm saying pour some Siemens.
Put some Siemens in your pocket. I'm going to put multiple Siemens phones in your pocket.
Yeah, no, I got that. But wait, isn't the company, no, multiple Siemens phones. Siemens is the name.
Yeah.
It's pluralized already.
Oh, so right.
Not multiple Siemens phones.
Because
if the fucking name of the company was Siemens, then the jokes would become perfect. I'm going to put semen in your hand. Like, that's funnier because it's the word semen.
Yeah, but you'd say, I'll put a semen in your hand.
I'll put a semen.
A single
just
one.
Just one. Anyway, does that count as toilet humor if it's about semens?
Maybe. Oh, we're not allowed that.
We're allowed that, sure. It's like we're not allowed to talk, we're not allowed to, like, be porn-oriented or something.
Oh, we're getting close.
I don't think it's pornographic to talk about cell phones, okay? And that's all we're doing.
Yeah,
Hashtag e-lawyered. Oh, shit. You know what? There was actually one thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
The PHP deserialization.
Oh, yeah, you did get me to write that.
So people have been like...
I reckon it's old news.
No, this one's new. This one's new. So people have been fucking talking about the story all wrong. But anyway, PHP, you know about... So there's the different file stream handlers.
Yeah,
The far file stream handler... internally calls unserialize. So if you can pass a user-specified string to any of the file functions, including file exists, you can call unserialize with, you can do an unserialize exploit. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Now, this is kind of hard to exploit because you need to upload a file to the server or have remote file include turned on. And then you need to pass user data to the file includes where you control the start of it, because the way the file handlers work in PHP, you need to control the first four characters or whatever. But if you can do that, you don't need this unserialized exploit. So it's pretty cool. And of course, because everyone uses like Guzzle and Composer these days, there's unserialized chains are just gadgets for days. So it's kind of useful. It's like hard to exploit, but it's another thing, right? Like you think, oh, I don't use unserialized, I'm safe. Wrong, buddy. I don't know how what we're going to see is like a fix for this. I think what we'll probably see at some point is PHP having an option to be like, no more files, please.
Yeah.
Turn off file handling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you can kind of limit that, but...
Yeah, I don't know if you can... in your code, you can make sure you never pass user input unsanitized to any of the file functions.
Yeah. Well, you can set it up in PHP, you can be like, you can't use these functions.
You still need, cause file exists is one of the functions that's affected.
Yeah, just don't allow that.
But, okay, that's not useful because if you can, think about it, users can't call arbitrary functions anyway, so it doesn't help to disable the function.
Yeah.
If you can disable a stream handler in the PHP any, which I don't think you can, you may be able to turn it off when you configure PHP. PHP has a lot of configure scripts for things that you shouldn't be able to turn off.
Yeah.
You can like turn off anything in PHP. So you might be able to turn off files there. Unserialize. Anyway, that's how it works anyway. So it's not old, right? That's not old.
Yeah, I suppose it's not old.
I don't think I'm going to find it that useful on jobs because... Uploading a file. I don't have my replay app to count it myself.
Did we get a number? Nah, there's none on the back.
Well, he was. Yeah, there was a red though. I just checked on the instant replay. Yeah. We count that. Bam. 14. Oh, fucking look at that. Fucking I win, mate.
Yeah.
I win on both, right?
That's still pretty big.
Yeah, it is big. It's... At the start, it was crazy. Like, we got 10 minutes in and still we're just fucking dealing with bosses.
We're to chauffeur you to the fish and chip shop.
Well, Wellington bus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of how it is. I thought that was actually one of the cool things to come out of DEF CON or Black Hat or whatever it was.
Yeah.
As I said, the reporting on this has been shitty. It turns out reporters don't know much about PHP unserialized exploits. Who knew? I don't know. Any pen testers might be able to scrounge up some ODA out of that. Or non-pen testers as well. People may be able to find some cool bugs out of that.
Pencil testers?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know if I don't think I'd even be able to use that on a job. Okay, one place you might be able to, if you're a CMS admin, right? CMS admins might be able to do this.
15,000 hectares and it's all yours.
Do you reckon CMS admins?
Yeah.
File exists, probably. Upload a file, probably.
Yeah.
Could be useful. Gadgets, probably. Yeah. Hey,
but
anything
are
else?
Those the sort of people that will be running this sort of stuff?
What?
A lot of people think if you're a web admin.
Oh, then you're full admin, yeah. Yeah, that generally is the case, because why would you share instances? You'd only share instances if you're really dumb. Introducing Moodle, right?
Yeah. And a lot of other stuff as well.
No, what other stuff? WordPress has never done like that. Drupal's never done like that.
Drupal can be done like that.
And if you're an idiot. I don't see Drupal deployed like that.
Yeah.
I see like subsites on Drupal.
Yeah.
But generally an admin of one subsite is an admin of all of them. So, meh, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I don't see that use case done much, except for like shared hosting. And let's face it, shared hosting has that same issue, even if they weren't deployed like that.
What are these like weird artifacts that show up? They've gone away.
Okay, I'll see if when they come.
Oh, there's a copper.
Dude, oh, it's 6 o'clock. Look at that.
All right.
My handy dandy, the show is done. Alarm just went off.
Do you want to talk anything else?
I don't think so. I feel like I'm done. I'm pretty fucking sleepy, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
I will say, if anyone wants... No, I'm not going to say that. We've got a Patreon.
We do.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Subscribe.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. Twitch.
I see it on the show, right? The neon sign. If we get enough Patreon, or we can just check if we've got enough in there. Fucking let's get that neon sign going.
Yeah, I reckon we should.
Neon sign that just says, like... flashes red light, and then went like so. The bus drivers look up and see it flashing, being like, "You went through a red light."
Oh, we can't get it that accurate.
We just have a big button here that we tap, and it flashes up, going red light, yeah. And then like an up down, controlled by a pie or something.
Yeah,
it'd be easy.
Yeah, so it would mainly just be on.
Red, yeah, on when it says red light.
Red light with the counter.
Yeah.
And then when we hit a button,
it'll say,
it'll start flashing.
Ran a red light.
Well, it just starts flashing red light and the counter goes up.
Maybe like new red light runner or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon it'd be good. Anyway, so check us some money on Patreon. Stop being poor, Hadazel.
Yeah, fair enough. We've been running this over a year.
Yeah, fuck yeah. God, what have we done with our lives?
We've
can
been
you
doing
believe
the bus
an hour, an hour every Friday. If we count 365 fucking hours at least.
That's not how weeks work.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck.
Just
I told you I'm tired. 52 times 1 hours at least.
Yeah.
Plus, if there's two of us.
That's we've probably done like 2 weeks work on the bus
factor.
2 weeks
work on the bus factor. We can timesheet this, right? Sorry, was that about Twitch? More, all of them are on Twitch, I think. I don't know.
The Twitch episodes disappear after 3 weeks.
Yeah, the Twitch episodes disappear. They were all on Twitch. We have the episode count on the website. The website lists the episode count. In fact, when we upload the episode, we have to like get the episode count somehow. Oh, no, it's like it's automated now. It's still.
Yeah, all automated.
Except you still got it up in the description. Why can't it just use AI to find out what our description is for the week?
I don't know.
I think we're done for this week. Catch you next week.
Oh, there it is again. These lights.
Those are reflections.
Of what?
Of fucking who knows, but it's a reflection. Look, it's of a car. Those are reflections of like a car or something. That, see, they're not, they're, it's a reflection of a bus. Reflection of people. Okay, that's not a reflection.
Where was it that time? Was it, the
no,
bus?
No, the reflection's from far away. There, no, that's not it's reflections of something. There's a reflection coming from somewhere. Like, you can see that line? Oh, shit, this is a touchscreen.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
It's a touchscreen.
What was that? Did we do anything
no,
over
it's fine.
There? That's
how it
fine.
Was.
Cool.
See the line there? That's where the...
That one there.
Yeah, that's it.
Which
oh, no,
one?
They're seeing the secret second camera feed.
Whoa.
Forget this is a touchscreen. Okay, anyway, it's those aren't artifacts. That's just reflections. Okay, I think we're done with this week.
All right.
We'll catch you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.